This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's army on Thursday said it received a rocket warning in the north of the country, the first time sirens have been heard there since conflict between Israel and Palestinians flared up again earlier this week. It's a sign the long-running Middle East situation may be worsening. The army says approximately 1,500 rockets fired from Gaza by Hamas militants since Monday had so far set off warnings in southern and central Israel, but not the north until Thursday. The army claims 7 people in Israel have been killed by the onslaught, including a 6-year-old and a soldier. The Palestinian Health Ministry says the death toll from the violence in the territory since Monday has risen to 67, with 388 injured. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he spoke with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas late Wednesday, urging an end to rocket attacks fired from Gaza by Hamas militants. Blinken said earlier Wednesday a U.S. envoy would travel to the Middle East to seek to calm tensions. The top diplomat also spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and pushed for both sides to de-escalate. The European Union's executive branch on Wednesday called on countries of the bloc to temporarily halt non-essential travel from India to limit the spread of a COVID-19 variant. The European Commission last week proposed EU's 27 member state ease travel restrictions soon to allow more foreign travelers to enter the bloc, while keeping the option to quickly restrict travels from countries where the health situation deteriorates sharply, just like in India. Find more at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.